Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
Holy shit, dude. Episode 150. We made it to 150. That's 5 months in a row. Not missing a day. Not missing a single recording session. That's so sick. So happy 150. Doesn't mean shit because we still got 7,155 more to go. So we're almost there. But anyway, I got two things I'm going to talk about today. So first one being... So I always hear when, so here's some backstory. I get really upset when people discredit other people's hard work or success by saying it's easy for them, or that they had an easy path, or that they had an advantage or something like that. And a really great example for this is when people say, when people look at big, fit guys or girls for that matter, who doesn't matter, take steroids. And they say, oh, the only reason why they look like that is because they take steroids. So I could look like that too if I was on gear. And I always think, so the only reason why they've made it in their respective fields is because they have this enhancing juice that makes them better and gives them an advantage over other people. That's the only reason. That's the one singular reason why they made it and nobody else has. That bugs me so bad because in the context of bodybuilding, because this is the example I said, if you take steroids, you still have to work out. You still have to eat clean. You still have to eat enough. You still have to eat the right amounts. You still have to sleep well. You still have to train hard as shit. You still have to recover properly. You still have to put all the focus and intention on everything that you're doing. Because if you don't, you're kind of wasting everything, you know? You still have to put in the work. That's all I'm trying to say. And so to think that people... Dude, it gets me so bothered. People just don't get it. And that's fine. Because there's a lot of things that I don't get either. But it's like... Okay, so what I'm trying to get to here with this. People will say, oh, if I took steroids, I'd be like that too. And my first thought is always, no, you wouldn't. But go ahead and try, right? And so comparing that to any other area of life, oh, the only reason why he's able to do this is because he doesn't have a kid, you know? Or the only reason why she's able to write a book is because she doesn't have a family to worry about, you know? It's all this fucking bullshit, bro. And I, now that I've been, I guess, exposed to different ways of thinking and different perspectives, or whatever you want to call them, it's widened the way that I perceive information and how I then think about that information. So, for example, I guess I don't even really know where I'm going with that thought, but there's always going to be something that could have made it easier for the person that who isn't doing the shit to achieve. And here's an example, and I wrote a whole thing about this, and it's funny because it's you could write a whole book, and this would just be an ongoing thing. Here's what it would be. There's going to be people who say that the only reason why I was able to get where I'm at is because I don't have kids. Okay, so I don't have kids. There's some validity to that argument. Kids take a lot of time, resources, finances. I get correct. So that's correct. That's a valid statement. There's some validity to it. It's not, you know. So let's say I have a kid then. I have a kid. People will then say the only reason why I was able to get to where I'm at is because I only have one kid, not three. Okay. Well, again, there's some validity to that statement. I just have one kid. Having two kids is more time consuming and probably more financially demanding than one. That's a fair statement that has some validity to it. There's truth in that statement. Let's say I have three kids then, okay? There will always be someone who says the only reason I was able to do everything I'm doing is because I don't have three kids. And you could just stack that until you have the most complex situation in life or the most crazy circumstances. You could stack that and stack that and stack that. And I actually fully plan to do that just for, you know, I guess comedic purposes to illustrate an example. But it's just always going to be something. And that used to bother me a lot, to think that if I, because I have explored the idea of hopping on steroids, but I'm not really sure if that's the direction I want to go. And so they also have a very negative connotation to it. There's a lot of ways you can go about them in a more safe manner. I'm not saying that they're safe. Don't condone the use of any of that shit, so don't come after me. Don't take the shit. It's dangerous. Don't. That's my disclaimer. So anyway, that's that. And so to think that somebody could just discredit, for example, we'll just say Arnold, discredit his entire success because, oh, he wouldn't have done it if he didn't take steroids. He'd be a nobody, you know? It's like, oh, he really would, huh? So take away the drugs from everything. Do you think Arnold, let's pretend it was drug-free. There was no such thing as steroids. Do you think Arnold would still be the champion? If you don't think so, why do you think that? You know? So that's one thought. So here's some more thoughts. So of course you make a lot of money. I'd have a lot of money too if all I did was waste my life away working. So that again, there's some fairness in that statement. What's inaccurate is the use of the word waste, which is, I guess, subjective based on personal values. If you like to work and what you do for work is enjoyable and fulfilling, that's probably not what other people define as work. So therefore, no shit, right? No wonder you're able to do all this. You don't socialize, see your family, or talk to your friends. And that one's, you know, if the boof hits, then where? Right? That's me. But so I think this is interesting because, and this goes with everything I just said, that assumes that in order to be at any point in life that is identical to me, which ain't shit, you can't socialize, you can't see your family, you can't talk to your friends, you can't go out and have a good time. That's what that assumes. But surely people have made it while doing the previously mentioned things. It just goes back to personal values. So to say that the only reason why I'm where I'm at is because I don't do those things means that nobody else ever has gotten to where they are doing those things. But I promise that I don't know big names. I don't know. I'm pulling a blank on, I don't know anybody famous. Jim Carrey, I don't know. That assumes that Jim Carrey got to where he was, not talking with friends, not talking with family, not socializing, only working, only act. And I don't even know him, but I know that's false, right? And that goes back to what Alex Hormozia said, where he says, if you don't have time to do something, that means that you assume in order to do the thing, that means life has to be pretty much empty. You can't be working on this or that or have this project. So are you going to have a busy life? Probably. So that means you should probably figure out how to do the thing you want to do while you have a busy life. Otherwise, you'll assume or you will resort to the fact that, oh, I'm busy with this thing. I can't work out. But reality is you do. You just have to put it in your schedule somehow. You have to make the time. And if you don't and you wait till life is empty, that means that in order for you to work out, life has to be empty. And is life going to be empty for you? It's probably not going to be. So you got to figure that out. So that's very butchery what Alex said. So you have no balance. All you do is look after yourself. I'd be able to afford that too if I didn't have any other responsibilities than just myself. And there is some validity again to that. Unbalanced circumstances lead to outsized returns. So being unbalanced is often seen as bad, but why is it bad? You know, suppose I get a kick out of being the highest on the teeter-totter rather than being at the lowest. So my enjoyment then becomes or stems from literally the unbalanced load on the teeter-totter. So I am therefore at the highest. So I'm not the fat kid. Don't cancel me. I'm at the highest, right, of the teeter-totter. No pun intended. I am the highest on the teeter. I'm reading a thing that I wrote, if you couldn't tell. And enjoying my time being on the unbalanced ride. It is a desired position to be in for me. So in other words, my desires, independent of the sacrifices or trade-offs, lead to happiness, fulfillment, and abundance for me. And so, yeah, that's absolutely correct. If the person I hop on the teeter-totter with wants to go up and down, they're seeking balance. I'm not. Two goals, two outcomes, nothing bad, nothing good. It's just preference based on the desired outcome. And that's all that is. So I'm going to share one more, I think. So, and I really want a Lamborghini, so this is an example. Yeah, you have a Lamborghini, but you... So first off, I want to say, everything that I'm saying right now could be stacked on top of the, oh, well, you don't have a kid, that's why you're able to... Oh, you don't have to worry about anybody but yourself, that's why you... You know, someone will always say some shit, and that used to bug me. thinking that I could find or live a certain way where nobody could say something about it. But the truth is, there will always be something, because somebody will always find a fault in your game or make an excuse of why you have it easier than they do, or why they have it harder than you do, whatever the case may be. So this can just be stacked on top of one another to infinity. So the last one here is, you have a Lamborghini, but you traded half your life away to have it. At least I have memories. And nobody said shit to me about that. I don't have a Lamborghini. I'm sure somebody will at some point. That's just me projecting that because I'm insecure about that. You can tell based on this whole podcast episode that's where this stems from, right? I can't stand when people discredit other people's success because they think they had it easier than they did. Anyway, so correct. Big goals take a lot of time to achieve. Giant goals take an even longer time to achieve. And monumental goals take decades. I quote-unquote traded half my life to buy this car because of what the achievement means to me. And by quote-unquote trade, I mean I swapped Netflix, drinking, guys' night out, drugs, doom scrolling, bitching, gossiping, and time-wasting activities for intentional work that I found joy in. I willingly sacrificed a lot to make this happen. This goal got me out of bed in the morning and got me to work hard. I helped a lot of people in the process and also missed out on a lot. If everyone owned a Lamborghini, there would be nothing special about owning a Lamborghini. This goal gave me direction, and without this goal, I'd be living in a nightmare for me, which is a social norm of today's world. 9 to 5, Netflix at night, drinking on the weekends, miserable, fat, and lazy, all in the meantime. No thank you, I got a steal. I'm only 38 and I own a Lamborghini. Not to mention, if I work my ass off to own a Lamborghini, do you think that is 1,000% selfish, that nobody benefited on planet Earth from me having a desire to work hard? Let's say I make a company, and the company has 100 employees by, say, 30 years from now. I think 100 employees for a company is small in today's world, right? I don't know. It's how much I know about business. So say in 30 years, I have a company that has 100 employees, and half of those employees make 200 grand a year. Not to say that they wouldn't be where they are without me, but they sure as shit wouldn't have the job and the opportunity that I provided them without me. So therefore, my selfish, quote unquote, goal to own a Lamborghini, to waste, quote unquote, my life away, provided 100 other people, or 50, because I said half, 50 other people with success and freedom and financial abundance and the means to support their family, because maybe these motherfuckers have 10 kids each. And there's a bee, it's coming in my car. Hell no! We're good. I can't stand bees, dude. Wasps, hornets, all the same shit to me. You can just fuck off. Okay. So, and so all that to say, is it really that selfish to pursue something like that if I'm going to help? Okay, let's say, I'm going to exaggerate this because extreme examples are more easily digestible and understandable. Say I have 100 employees and every employee has 5 people to their family, including themselves. We'll just say it's a wife, 3 kids, whatever. Or a husband, whatever, 3 kids. That's 5 people times 100. That's 500 people. My selfish goal to own a Lamborghini, that's a byproduct of the ultimate thing that I'm trying to achieve, which is success and abundance, all that stuff. So I get a Lamborghini, and it's irrelevant what car it is. It's irrelevant what I even buy, but it's the goal itself. And in this case, it is a Lamborghini. I get the Lamborghini or the house or the whatever you want to call it, the plane. It doesn't fucking matter. I get the thing, and 500 people benefit from me chasing that thing. So I wasted my life away making 500 people's lives exponentially better. I'll take that all day. At least I have memories. Yeah, I give 500 people memories. You know? It's just perspective, dude. That's all it is. And so, anyway, that's that. And so, all that to say, again, because I say that every episode, I think I've kind of come to the conclusion and come to the stance that no matter what, somebody will always say something. Somebody will always find something to pick at to say why you had it easy, why they had it hard, why it's easier for you, why you have the advantage. But I don't know, man. It's just everybody's got their faults and their flaws. They've got their advantages. They've got their talents, skills, whatever. Just matter how you use them. I think my yearbook quote is literally, whatever you choose to be in life, be a good one. Whatever you are in life, be a good one. It's by Abraham Lincoln. And I chose that on the spot. Didn't put any thought into that. But it's true. So anyway, that's that. And then, yeah, actually, that's all I'm going to share, because there's one more thing I want to talk about, and I keep putting it off, but it's definitely a whole episode. It has to do with retirement. So I'll put that off a little bit later. So that's that. Appreciate you guys listening. This was a good one, I think. Felt like I very concisely got my point across. I don't know if it's portrayed or if it was received that way, but I sure as hell feel that way. So that's a good feeling. So anyway, that's episode 150. Almost halfway to a year of the next 20. All right, guys. Peace.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.